Welcome to 95.4 REMB. We have here next to me is Wes Craven. You have written, directed, and produced one of the scariest movies that keep you on your feet. Film students use you as a successful writer/director. You're iconic. Well, thank you. Like, what inspired you to do films like these? I was raised in a fundamental Christian home. Like, watching scary movies or romantic or even action movies was sinful. Even going to the movie theaters was sinful, but I did watch all the Disney movies. I went to a Christian college and there were still banned. So like, watching those movies will give you expelled? Yeah, exactly. During my college years, I did watch To Kill a Mockingbird and I loved it. I have gotten my master's degrees and I was teaching in our home, and it showed all the movies in the 60s, and that was sparked my interest. We will be back after this commercial. It's hard enough to raise kids nowadays when you have to cope with them. It gets out of hand. In the show Growing Pains, Dr. Seaver, a psychologist, and his wife, Maddie Seaver, tried their best to raise a family. Although Mike, Ben, Carol, Christy causes endless trouble, as long as they guide each other, nothing matters. Breaking news, the U.S. Olympic hockey team defeated the Soviet Union, the score 4-3. Now the U.S. team is going to the semifinal at the Winter Olympic in Placid Lake, New York. Don't forget to stay tuned, America. We are back with Wes Craven. In your movie A Nightmare of Elm Street, who you got your inspiration from? I have gotten my inspiration from an LA Times article from a family from Cambodia, and they survived the killing field. They came from the US and the young boy was haunted by his nightmare while sleeping. So like, Freddy Krueger was real? No, he wasn't. Being killed while asleep was really popular in Cambodia. The kid went days without sleeping. He feels like if he go back to sleep, the guy will kill him. That's awful. The parents said it was night terrors. Thank you for being here. Thank you. After this commercial, we have one more guest coming, but stay tuned. Do you have acne? Does it look gross? We have something to clear that for you. Super Strength Clearasil. It kills the bacteria to dry out the pimple. And outside, it's smooth, making your face look new again. Keep the acne away. USA Mary Lou Renton win gold medal in the women's all-around final, beating Ekaterina Sabo. Renton scored a perfect 10 in her final two routine, the floor exercise and the vault. She became the first American woman to win the all-around gold, a feature that went unmatched for 20 years. The guest I have here today is Sandra Dunner, or aka Pepper, from Salt and Pepper. How do you get the name Salt and Pepper? Our first show in the line of the song Showstopper, it said because we are the Salt and Pepper, because we go together as Salt and Pepper. We're like Salt and Pepper. and our fans was calling us Salt and Pepper. And our original name was Supernature, but people think that was whack. Your song, Push It, it became really popular. I'm surprised people liked the song. Other people was playing in it in clubs and aerobic classes. It became pretty popular. Being a female and being in a female group and being a rapper, we don't get that much respect. People think that we got our fame because of our looks, or it was just plain luck. I felt like I was confused because we work extra hard to get the spot we deserved. We strive for respect in our community, and we got it. Thank you for being here. Thank you. This is 95.4 REMB signing out.